Y'all wanna go ahead? Y'all wanna visit?
No. I didn't come out since you need some water or something. You need any?
Yeah, I don't think I've got a bucket this morning.
Well, let me get you a bucket and y'all gonna talk. Look, I got something to do in
there.
Oh, all right. Yes, I have. They's kinda busy there waiting on two piles of men they were in the death lane, Ron.
Yeah, I'm looking for Warren this morning.
Always something to be worried about.
Hmm?
There's always something to be worried about.
Yeah. You can put that in your tea kettle.
Okay.
I can't ask you about it. That's been just me come get my water in for me.
What about if you were at the grocery store and you were looking at the cabbage, and if you thought that they were particularly big, what might you say about it?
It was cabbage. Mm-hmm. Well, I said it swiveled, didn't you? Yeah, it swiveled.
Well, what about after you mentioned you might grow beans in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
What about different types of beans that you might grow?
Yeah, you can grow butter beans and you can grow string beans.
And some of these beans, after you pick them, you have to bring them in and begin to
snap them.
Or if you have to take the hull completely off, you say you have to
shell
them. What about if you took the tops off of a lot of turnips and then boil them? You'd say you're cooking yourself a mess of
greens.
That's great. Or what about if you asked me to go to the store and buy you some lettuce? What might you ask me to do?
No, I just ask you to go give me a head of the lettuce.
Have you? Well, let me ask you this: if a man had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say he just had a whole
what, group?
We're talking about, you know, trying to emphasize that he had
ego,
a great many children. You'd say he had a whole.
Lots
of children. Have you ever heard people around here say you just got a whole passel of children?
Yeah, I have heard that too.
Whole passel of children.
Mm-hmm.
You said a minute ago, go get me a head of lettuce or something like that. Have you ever heard of anybody talk about the children having so many head of children?
Oh yeah, sure have.
Just like you're talking about cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Got so many head of cattle, got so many head of children.
Yeah, children. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Talking about corn, what do you call that outside of the corn that you have to take off?
Oh, I see you have to go off.
All right, dear.
Nice meeting you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you shook it. You shook corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that grows out the top of it, that's the
tassel, or tassel, or what do you call it? Tassel. I say tassel since it's tassel.
Mm-hmm. And what about that stuff that you have to brush off the ear? That's the
silk.
Silks. Mm-hmm. What do you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
So you eat off the cob?
Yes, tender enough to eat right off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
You just call that any particular name?
No, it's called boiled corn.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about sweet corn or sweet corn or roasting ears?
Yes. I imagine it'd be 3 or 7 roasting ears, that's why.
Is that right? And what about this big thing that you see around Halloween a lot?
Pumpkin? Yeah, I guess my kids are pumpkin for Halloween, put a count in. Baggy jack-o'-lantern, put a count in.
What about, I don't think you mentioned this vegetable, but it's usually yellow, and most of it has kind of a crooked neck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Call it a Q pumpkin.
Well, what about something? This isn't any kind of pumpkin, but it's, I don't know. It's about that size, It's usually yellow, has kind of a crooked neck.
Squash?
Squash. You like squash?
No, sir.
Don't care for squash?
Don't care for squash.
Oh, I like that.
No, sir, I don't care for squash.
What about different kinds of melons that you have around here?
Oh, I don't think they'd be raised in cantaloupes or watermelons. Mm-hmm. I mean, nowhere to raise them around here.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of watermelons? You know, different colored meats?
Well, I haven't seen any lately. I have seen a white meat watermelon, but I like them as well as I like the red meat watermelon.
Is there any way of telling what color meat it has without having to cut it?
I don't think so.
What about if a man...